Welcome back to the Midday, Miriam K. Smith.
Hello.
Now, before we go any further, remind me, what does the K stand for? It's a very lovely name, I know. It's Hawaiian, isn't it?
Yes, it stands for Ka'ilani.
Ka'ilani.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a connection with Hawaii?
Well, my mom was born in Hawaii.
How very nice. Well, that's great. I'm sure you have to explain occasionally what that K stands for and the story behind it.
Yes.
Well, you're back in Wisconsin, in Madison in particular. It's been just about 6 months or a little more, isn't it, since you played at the Concert on the Square?
Yes. Very honored to be here. Very excited to play.
And, of course, we're happy to have you. That performance back in July was of the Rococo Variations of Tchaikovsky, and tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is going to be the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto No. 1.
Yes.
Which some people in the know think is the best cello concerto of all.
Hmm.
What do you think?
It is one of my top favorites, but I do have to say the Shostakovich is my all-time favorite concerto.
Which, let's see, you have, I know you performed it. Have you recorded it?
I have not recorded it yet, but I am looking forward to recording it.
Okay, well, I know you have this burgeoning recording repertory that you're building up already. You've got, of course, a CD to your credit that we'll be hearing again in a few minutes, but on the side, or let's say surrounding your musical career, what are you doing educationally these days?
Lots of schoolwork. I am currently reading Homer's Odyssey in literature, which is quite a fun and interesting book.
It's a good one to read.
Yep.
And you'll know a lot of things about Western culture if you've absorbed the Odyssey.
Yes. Math. I am in Algebra 2. That is really fun. Math is actually my favorite subject.
You're here. That's often the case with musicians, I've found. Math and science are, you know, you've got a lot of double majors, music and physics, music and math.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll be one of those. You have, what, say about another 5 years to plan for college?
Yes. I already have some ideas.
Well, that's okay, as long as you realize that in 5 years things can change.
Yeah.
And so, let's see, so you've got math, you've got Algebra 2, you've got Homer's Odyssey. Anything else that you're studying? And is this, what school is this that you're attending?
I homeschool, so I do all of my schoolwork at home.
And is that in Ohio?
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio.
And it's going well, then?
Yes, very well.
Well, good. And then musically, I'm guessing that is the centerpiece of your existence for the last several years, at least.
Yes, cello is my main focus. It's what I love to do, and I think I'm pretty good at it.
Always getting better, I'm sure. I mean, there is always room for, I wouldn't just say improvement, but for growth.
Yes.
And is this an instrument that you took to intuitively, or how were you steered toward the cello? You would have been pretty young.
Yes, I started when I was 4 years old. I personally did not pick the cello. My parents picked it for me, and it sort of stuck, and here I am.
Well, stuck in the positive sense of that word, right.
Yes.
You are not stuck with the cello, but you have stuck with it. Mm-hmm. And you are emblazoned right now with this nice outfit that says Champs-Élysées.
Yes.
Which implies a trip to Paris recently. And what did you do there?
Well, it was basically a vacation trip. And I've always wanted to go to Paris. This was my first time out of the country, so that was quite an interesting experience.
Did you take in any music while you were on this vacation?
Probably not as much as I should have.
There is some music in Paris.
Yes.
And has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You have, however, recorded music by a couple of French composers. Of course, the Saint-Saëns you'll be playing tonight with the Chamber Orchestra, but you also fairly recently recorded three pieces by the woman who is known as one of the greatest music teachers of all times. I mean, has very illustrious composers and conductors in her background as a teacher, but she was also, Nadia Boulanger, a composer in her own right.
Yes.
And so how did you find these three pieces by Nadia Boulanger?
Well, after going to France, I was kind of inspired to play French music. So my mom found these three pieces, and I had never heard of Nadia Boulanger until I played these. And she's become one of my favorite composers.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've looked her up at all, but you will see a long list of illustrious names of people that she taught, as I said, composers and conductors for over the course of like 50 years or something to that effect. Well, what about these three pieces before we hear them?
Well, the first one is a moderato. It is very dreamlike. The second one is not too slow. It is a very nice one to follow the first one. It kind of comes back to reality a little bit. The last one is fiery and aggressive and very, very fun to play.
Okay. Well, fun to listen to, too, I'll bet. Three pieces by Nadia Boulanger, played by my guest today, Miriam K. Smith.
Thank you.
I think you said fiery for that last one. That would apply.
Yes.
Three pieces by Nadja Boulanger, and reflective of Miriam K. Smith's recent visit to Paris. Any other cultural experiences you had when you were in Paris recently?
Well, I got to see the Eiffel Tower, which was amazing, and it was ginormous. We also had plans to go up to the top and look out, but the workers actually went on strike.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So how far up did you get to go?
We didn't get to go up at all.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we did go to the Jules Verne restaurant in the Eiffel Tower before the strike happened. So
how was that?
It was not fit for a 12-year-old, but...
Now, how does that work? What do you mean by that? There was something inappropriate about it?
Well, the view was amazing, but the food was a little too fancy.
They do that in France, you know.
Yeah. I ordered the duck. It was not the best thing in the entire world. I prefer looking at ducks, but not eating them.
Well, I'm sure the duck felt the same way, but, you know, as they say, when in Rome, or in this case, when in Paris, sometimes you have to do what they do there.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things French, now we mentioned that you're playing the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto, the first of the two Saint-Saëns Cello Concertos with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tonight. That's at 7:30, Capitol Theater in Madison, and also on the program, I'm doing this from memory at the moment, a Cimarosa Overture, Beethoven's Eighth. Am I leaving anything out? That's certainly a full program there. Now, the Saint-Saëns is kind of different in a way, in that, like some concertos by Liszt and Schumann, it's seamless, isn't it? It has three movements, but you just go right from one to the next. Now, I think it was Schumann in particular who just didn't like audiences applauding between movements. How do you feel about that?
I think it is actually nice to have all three movements linked together. It gives a flowing feel. And they all do indeed go together. Like, the last movement reflects back on the first movement. The second movement has little places where you can kind of hear other movements.
Refers back to the other movements. Yeah, that's a great way to tie a piece together, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you have this CD that we heard back last summer, and I'm sure we have heard it in pieces at least since then. But there's this curious instrument that Schubert wrote for the arpeggione, which it's very rare to find anybody actually playing it today.
True.
And it's usually this sonata played by cellists.
Yes.
And here is a movement from it. This is the second of the three movements. Anything you'd like to report about it before we go?
It is my favorite movement. It is a very lovely melody. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
good deal of the middle part of the Arpeggione Sonata of Franz Schubert, as played by cellist Miriam K. Smith. The pianist was Jacob Miller, and Miriam is in Madison tonight to play with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto No. 1, and your favorites kind of drift back and forth as far as which part of that concerto is your chosen one at this point?
Yes. At this point in time, I think my favorite movement is probably the last movement, because it is challenging, but yet there are really fun and enjoyable spots.
Well, I'm sure everybody else will enjoy it very much, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that concerto is no pushover. That Cello Concerto No. 1 of Saint-Saëns, very popular in its day, too.
Yes.
And then today also. Well, Miriam, we'll look forward to hearing more from you. And thanks for stopping by and kind of catching us up with your career.
Thank you.
Figure out what you're going to do when you turn 13. Report back.
Yeah.